Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
Hello, I'm Polly.
So, how many times a year will you usually see a doctor, Polly?
Well, maybe 2 or 3 times a year.
Okay.
So, what about you?
At least 4.
Okay.
I need to get my blood checked on a regular basis. But I guess in some ways we're pretty lucky because we live in a country where it's very easy to see a doctor.
Indeed, but it's not easy for everyone. Some people who live in the mountains or in small remote villages or on some of the smaller islands aren't able to get to a doctor so easily.
That's true. In fact, there are many countries around the world where people cannot get medical care easily. This could be because the country is poor or because there has been a war or some other kind of disaster there.
Luckily for the people from those countries, there's an organization that sends doctors to places like this to help.
Yep, we're looking at a 2-part article today about that same group. In the first part, we'll find out about exactly what the group does and how they got started. So let's start by reading through today's article.
Reading.
Doctors Without Borders brings healthcare to those in need. There are millions of people around the world who are in need of medical aid but cannot get it for whatever reason. There are, however, organizations that seek to help these people. One such group is Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières. MSF is made up of doctors and other medical workers. Its goal is to help people who need health care, despite race, religion, or politics. The group was founded in France in 1971. Early on, MSF drew up a set of documents that explain their principles. The most important is the fact that MSF is a neutral organization. In fact, in the 43 years it has been active, MSF has only called for military action once. That was during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. MSF operates by moving into war-torn areas and providing people there with medical care and training. Currently, there are MSF staff members in 70 countries. In spite of being the target of many attacks from local governments and terrorist groups, MSF will continue to pursue its goal.
So we start by talking about the same problem that we mentioned in today's introduction. The article says there are millions of people around the world who are in need of medical aid but cannot get it for whatever reason. If you are in need of something, you need that thing badly. And here, medical aid could mean medicine, hospital beds, or just the care of doctors and nurses who understand injuries and disease.
OK, 这句话呢我们看到 medical aid 这个词那相信大家不会太陌生哦，因为我们在第一课已经学过形容词 medical 就是医疗的所以呢还有名词 aid AID 就是 help 的意思咯所以呢这两个字 medical aid 要记起来 And the other thing we mentioned in our introduction is also at the start of the article、
mm-hmm.
It says there are, however, organizations that seek to help these people
Yep, in this sentence, the word seek, S-E-E-K, seek, means to try to do something rather than to look for something.
动词 S-E-E-K, seek, 原本呢它可以指寻找。For example, if someone is seeking employment, that person is looking for a job.、
Mm-hmm.
那不过在文章里面呢它其实是指尝试做什么事情。所以 seek to do something, 就有 try to do something.
That's right. Next, the article says one such group, okay, and one such means there are others as well. One such group is Doctors Without Borders or Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF. Okay, so they have one name in English and that other name, Médecins Sans Frontières, is French. I'm probably not saying it perfectly, never mind. But the French name is the one that they began with. Okay, we'll find out why in a moment. So for the name of the group, we're going to use this abbreviation MSF for the rest of the article. And that will mean Doctors Without Borders, as we call them in English.
Right, and the article explains, MSF is made up of doctors and other medical workers. 看到这一句呢，用了 be made up of 这个片语，表示呢由什么而组成。那注意它是一个被动的用法，我们还可以替换成 be composed of. So, for example, the class is composed of students from 8 different countries.
Whoa.
所以呢 be made up of 跟 beComposed of 可以相互替换来使用。那不过再另外补充一个动词 consist, C-O-N-S-I-S-T, 它本身就有包含的意思。所以如果我们要说一个团体呢包含了哪些人，我们直接用主动的一个说法来表示 consist of。所以像课文这句话我们可以改写成 MSFconsists of doctors and other medical workers.
Yep, and medical workers could mean nurses, surgeons who do operations, ambulance drivers, and all the support staff you need. So next, the article talks about what MSF is for. It says its goal, MSF's goal, is to help people who need healthcare despite race,religion or politics. So here we use the word despite, D-E-S-P-I-T-E, despite, to mean without being affected by. So MSF doesn't care where these people are from, what race they are, what their religion is, or anything like that.
Okay, despite 这个字很重要，要特别注意它是介系词，所以呢后面是接名词，它的用法就等同于介系词片语 in spite of.
Yes.
所以呢例如 despite the weather, I still had a great weekend, 就可以说成 I still had a great weekend in spite of the weather.好，那么另外再补充一个难度更高的同义的片语，叫做 regardless of， 它的用法和意思都一样哦。所以呢，课文这句话我们也可以说 ，MSF helps those in need of help regardless of their race, religion, or politics.
Yeah, we'll look at those words and we'll look at religion first. Religion, R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N, religion is the system of faith.Belief and worship, usually which gods you believe in and trying to follow the rules of that god or gods. Different religions include Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and many more.
Religion 就是宗教信仰。所以呢如果你说 It is against my religion to do something, 就表示呢因为你宗教信仰的关系你不能去做什么事情，否则就违背了你的信仰。And the other word to look at is politics.
Yeah, politics, P-O-L-I-T-I-C-S. Politics means the activities of government or other leaders, as well as a person's own opinions about how a country should be run. So this includes organizing taxes, economy, education, public health care, relations with other countries, and so on.
Politics 就是政治，它是不可数的哦。那不过呢，我们要表达一个人的政治观点，一样也是用这个字，也就是指一个人的 political beliefs。所以呢，顺便补充一下，政治的它的形容词形式就是 political，P-O-L-I-T-I-C-A-L。所以呢，所谓的政党，英文就是 political parties。Okay, now it's time to move on.To the history of MSF.
Yeah, the article says the group was founded in France in 1971. That's why they have a French name and why the French name is more commonly used, MSF.
注意这边的动词 found, 它并不是 find 的过去式。Found 本身就是一个动词原形动词表示创建。所以呢过去式的话直接在后面加 ed 变成 founded. Okay, next the article says, early on, MSF drew up a set of documents that explain their principles.
Yeah, the phrase to draw something up is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a moment to find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
How are you?
Not so great. I think I'm going to have to fire someone at work.
Really? Why?
Well, I was talking to one of my employees about some money problems that the company has been having.
What happened?
Well, it's a pretty serious problem, but he just said we could, like, draw up a new contract with our client.
That's a good idea.
No, we need to fix the problems, not startColoring.
Oh, to draw something up means to prepare something, usually officially in writing.
All right, to draw something up means 草擬.
That's right.
Well, then excuse me, I have to make a call and tell my employees to go ahead and draw up a new deal with our clients then.
So to draw something up means to write something down in a set form, like a list or a contract.
So here, what MSF drew up were some documents that explained their principles.
Yep, a document, D-O-C-U-M-E-N-T, document, is any kind of form or even just a piece of paper with writing for it, although we usually use the word document to mean something official.We also saw the word principle, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E, principle. And this is often used as a plural, someone's principles. Now, this is different from the top teacher in your school. The spelling is different too, check it out. Your principles are the rules that cover your beliefs and your behavior, like, I will always tell the truth, or I will never judge someone because of their race.
OK, 所以呢刚刚有说到呢有一个字跟 principle 的发音很像它就是 principle, 它的拼法是 P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, 它指的对它指的是学校的校长哦不过在这边的 principle 后面的结尾是 P-L-E, 指的是原则或者行为准则所以不要搞错了。OK, next the article mentions one of their principles.、Mm-hmm. It says, the most important is the fact that MSF is a neutral organization.
Yes, if you are neutral, N-E-U-T-R-A-L, neutral, you are not on anyone's side in an argument, fight, war, or other conflict. You either try to stay out of the fighting or to try and make sure that both sides are okay, maybe try to keep the peace.
对那我们不要和 natural 这个字搞混 natural 是自然的那这边的 N-E-U-T-R-A-L neutral 呢指的是中立不偏颇的所以呢 if a news report is written in neutral language、mm-hmm. it does not express strong opinions
yes
and the article explains more in fact in the 43 years it has been active MSF has only called formilitary action once.
Yeah, so that means only once, one time, has MSF said, we need to use an army to make things okay. Other times they said no army. Because to call for something means to say you believe something should happen. The article tells us about that one time. That was during the 1994 Rwandan genocide.Genocide, G-E-N-O-C-I-D-E, genocide, is when one group of people tries to kill all the other people of a different racial or ethnic group.
Okay, genocide 是一个不可数名词就是种族大屠杀。所以呢后面这个 C-I-D-E,side 这个字尾它通常都跟杀害有关系。像是谋杀的讲法是 homicide, 那么自杀则是 suicide。Okay, next the article says, MSF operates by moving into war-torn areas and providing people there with medical care and training.
Yeah, in this case, to operate, O-P-E-R-A-T-E, operate, means to work or function. So it's not operate like do an operation. It's a different meaning of the word. So, for example, you could ask whether you operate better as a group or when you work by yourself. So how you work. Here, the article is saying how MSF operates or works in war-torn areas, which means areas affected by war.
OK, 我们看到 war-torn 这个复合形容词，它是名词加上过去分词的用法。Torn 呢，撕裂，它的动词形态是 tear, torn, torn.、
Mm-hmm.
So if a place is war-torn, it is torn by war. 所以呢，就表示被战争摧残蹂躏的地区了。And for example, if a neighborhood is poverty-stricken, it is stricken by poverty, which、mm. means the neighborhood is very poor.
Yes.
Okay, the article then says, currently there are MSF staff members in 70 countries.
Yeah, it's not always easy for MSF. The first part of the article finishes by saying...In spite of being the target of many attacks from local governments and terrorist groups, MSF will continue to pursue its goal.
Okay, 我们之前有学过这个介系词片语 in spite of 表示尽管，那么呢，它后面要接的动词一定要改成动名词形式。同样呢 ，in spite of 也可以用 despite 来替换。So despite being the target of many attacks, they will continue to pursue their goal.
Mm-hmm. And to pursue, P-U-R-S-U-E, pursue means to go after something or to try and achieve something. Like to pursue your goal means to try and reach the goal you've set. You could pursue your dream of being a famous athlete or singer.
Okay, and you can also pursue a degree or pursue a career in the field you're interested in. Okay, so MSF won't let anyone stop them trying to help others.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out more about how they do that tomorrow. And now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, do you think what MSF does is worth it? Why or why not?
Right, I think the answer is clearly yes, because every human being deserves to receive the right kind of medical care that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, there are still a lot of people in this world who can't even find a way to get proper medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the difficulties that they face is beyond our imagination. So I think what MSF does is truly important and brilliant.
Yes, I mean, of course the answer is yes. What they do is very worth it, particularly because in these situations where they have to go in, a lot of innocent people might suffer, okay? But not just from fighting or something like that. Diseases spread very quickly due to wars because a lot of people are sick and a lot of people are moving around a lot. And in fact, the diseases often end up killing more people than the actual fighting, okay? You look at some figures from wars in the early 20th century, you will find that probably as many people died from infections and flu and other diseases than they did from actually shooting and killing each other.
Right.
So that's why you need to have doctors there and doctors who will treat both sides, not just its own side. So they make sure everybody is as okay as possible. Okay, thanks for joining us today, but tomorrow we will look at exactly how MSF works by giving you more details about what they do in different situations. We'll see you again tomorrow, but bye for now.
Bye.
Doctors Without Borders brings healthcare to those in need. There are millions of people around the world who are in need of medical aid.But cannot get it for whatever reason. There are, however, organizations that seek to help these people. One such group is Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières. MSF is made up of doctors and other medical workers. Its goal is to help people who need health care, despite race,religion, or politics. The group was founded in France in 1971. Early on, MSF drew up a set of documents that explain their principles. The most important is the fact that MSF is a neutral organization. In fact, in the 43 years it has been active, MSF has only called for military action once. That was during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. MSF operates by moving into war-torn areas and providing people there with medical care and training. Currently, there are MSF staff members in 70 countries. In spite of being the target of many attacks from local governments and terrorist groups, MSF will continue to pursue its goal.
Vocabulary Review.
Religion. Thomas is interested in the religions of different countries and studies them in school. Politics. Eric wants to become president someday, so he got into politics at an early age. Principle. Greg is a man of strong principles. He always does the right thing. Operate. The factory has been operating successfully for over 30 years. Pursue. Linda is pursuing her dream of becoming a world-famous chef.